It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, our guest says broadband access could change the economic game for residents of rural Wisconsin.
First, it was announced yesterday that the State Department of Natural Resources would undergo a massive reorganization. The move, according to DNR Secretary Kathy Stepp, is being made in large part to help alleviate the workload of employees and make the organization run more smoothly.
But critics of the plan say that some of the changes being proposed could lead to a lack of oversight on environmental issues throughout the state.
Steve Verberg joins us now. He's a reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, where he focuses on politics and the environment. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Rob. Thanks.
Let's start with the big picture. What did Kathy Stepp and others at the DNR say about the need for these changes?
Well, they see the need in a couple of different ways. One of them is that they've been losing full-time staff positions for about 20 years. While the workload has continued to increase, as the frac sand industry has boomed and the dairy business has put new pressures on the regulatory processes, so they're trying to take some stress off from workers for one thing.
And let's look at some of those issues you just mentioned. The agriculture runoff issue, agricultural permitting with some larger livestock farms, that's gotten a lot of attention lately. They're proposing a change in the way that those get permitted. What would change in what Secretary Stepp is describing?
Well, they would do some work on the front end with engineering firms and with agronomists who help prepare, who already help prepare the permits that spell out how much pollution is allowed and the sort of measures that the CAFOs need to take in order to prevent the manure from getting into lakes or streams or into groundwater. Those take the forms of plans and specifications for the actual dairy facilities and also what they call nutrient management plans that spell out how they spread the tens of millions of gallons of manure on fields, hopefully without contaminating wells or streams.
So while currently, as I understand it, as somebody from the DNR would be at the front end, as you said, of that process, now it would be a private contractor, in effect, helping draw up those plans.
Well, in fact, I think a lot of people are looking at it that way, but the fact is that nutrient management plans are already drawn up by consultants who have to be certified by the Department of Agriculture as certified nutrient management planners. Those are already drawn up by consultants who are hired by the CAFOs, and they're reviewed by DNR to make sure that they comply with all the state laws and regulations. And then they're incorporated into the permit, which is the legal document. And the same side on the plans and same on the plan and specification sides for the building of the barns and the storage facilities and manure lagoons and those sorts of things. That's already done by in most cases by engineers who are hired. It's just and then they're reviewed by the DNR to make sure that they're going to work, and it's not going to lead to a bunch of pollution. What the DNR is talking about doing is trying to encourage these consultants who are hired by the CAFOs, trying to encourage them to sort of up their game and to come in with plans that are that don't require a lot of review. Don't require a lot of changes by DNR staff. They want DNR staff to be able to say, look, we've checked out these consultants. They've got the experience. They know how to write the plans. We can give more of a cursory review and then maybe do spot checks and audits once a year. but the idea would be for DNR staff not to have to be so involved in reviewing and making corrections and changes to the plans, and to be able to get out in the field and actually do inspections and compliance work.
It seems like some of the response to this has, from environmental groups in particular, has been concerned that this means less regulation, laxer regulation, but the DNR is saying no, it will still have that effectiveness, and then DNR will have more staff time for the spot checks you just mentioned. Is that kind of the axis of debate on that one?
Yeah, it is. Kathy Stepp, the DNR secretary, and her deputies have been very clear. They say that this is not a lowering of any standards. And the legal standards are going to be the same. Those are based in federal law and in state law and regulations. But the folks who are critical of it are saying, look, the rubber really hits the road in the fact that the DNR does not have enough staff to do the job now. That was documented by the Legislative Audit Bureau in a report that came out in June. One observer said, look, they're trying to rearrange the deck chairs when, in fact, they just need a whole lot more deck chairs. They need a whole lot more staff to do this work.
Talking to Steve Verberg from the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at a new reorganization plan, for the state's Department of Natural Resources. Steve, is there any indication of a request for more funding for more staff at the DNR from Kathy Stepp?
No, there's not. The governor and the legislature cut the department by 90 positions 2 years ago, and Secretary Stepp is in her proposed budget calls for another removal of another 9 positions. But no increase, no.
And Steve, we focused in a little bit on the CAFO, the larger livestock operations. What are some of the other changes that you see as significant in this plan?
Well, they're going to. They're also, this is part of this effort to try to take some of the pressure off workers who are out in the field in state parks and managing wildlife areas. They're going to no longer have state park rangers who are certified as law enforcement officers carrying badges and guns with arrest powers. They say that there's 163 of these folks across the state, or maybe a few more, and they very seldom use those powers. Mostly they are directing campers, directing hikers, maybe doing mechanic work, maybe doing, just a lot of different things, but very seldom arresting anybody. So that would fall to the conservation wardens of the state, of the DNR's Bureau of Law Enforcement. So that'll be a change. There won't be as many armed rangers that you'll see in state parks after this change goes into effect. When there is a need for actual law enforcement, they'll call a conservation warden in, or I suppose a sheriff or somebody else.
And you'd mentioned some positions being cut over the years there. That included some of the scientific research at the DNR. How is that being reorganized, with the goal of more efficiently using the staff they still have?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, as part of the 90 positions that were cut in 2015, the legislature got rid of half of the senior scientists in the DNR's Bureau of Science Services, which is sort of an applied research group that provided scientific guidance to all the programs, the fisheries and the hunting and everything else in the DNR. But they sort of fell into disfavor with the governor's office and the legislature, and they were cut. What remains of that Bureau of Science Services has been redistributed throughout the department in this reorganization.
And Steve, how much of this can the DNR do on their own? How much do they need legislative approval for?
I think that there will there's just a lot of details that aren't known here. They told me that there will be some statutory changes that will need to be made. Those may be in the budget. There may be other statutes. There's a lot of laws that guide and determine what the DNR and other state agencies do, but that's among the many, many details that we don't know yet and haven't come to light.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Rob.
That's Steve Verberg, reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He covers politics and environmental issues there. Join us to talk about the sweeping changes coming to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.